What is going on, Chiefs Kingdom? I am Dylan Newman, and this is a new podcast I want to call Chiefs Uncensored. So, to kind of just give you guys a background of how I want the show to go and how I want it to be and what I want it to be about, it's more of a show for the everyday Chiefs fan, the one that's struggling to still love the Chiefs every game, getting mad, getting sad, being happy, drinking and tailgating in the parking lot, stuff like that. We're going to do on the field stuff and off the field stuff, even going into what guys are doing outside of football. So I think that'll be pretty cool. So we're going to jump right into it. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Eric Berry and Mitch Morse's return to practice, the upcoming game against the Raiders on Sunday, and what we can do to pull out a win. The guys on offense going to the supporting KC game against the Portland Timbers. Also, Patty Mahomes surprising kids at a local Kansas City sporting goods store. And then my final score prediction for the game. So we're going to start off here. So you already know, if you're a Chiefs fan, you follow it day in, day out, that Eric Berry's been out all year. He's had a ruptured Achilles tendon. He's always had problems with his Achilles. But I also heard this was a bone spur on his ankle. Either way, Eric Berry's, he's back. He is back. He's back practicing. I saw film of it, so it's not a hoax. It's not a jinx. It's not a joke. It's going to be great to have him back, even just practicing, because we all know how great of a leader and just a gritty player Eric is. He always has been ever since he came out of Tennessee. The momentum that he's going to bring when he comes back full-time is night and day. The defense will look night and day from what it was now, or from what it is now. So I'm really looking forward to that. Especially him coming back and Dirty Dan Sorensen being back from his injury and hopefully in the later weeks getting back in his groove that we had him in last year. And another thing Eric brings is leadership to the younger guys on that team, the whole team, not even just the defense. Just having him back is one of those things where it changes the whole atmosphere of that locker room. So I'm really looking forward to having Eric back. Another thing with that is giving Ron Parker a break. The ghost isn't what the ghost was 3 years ago. You can definitely tell in the way he's playing now. He's not as physical. He's still getting the backfield on those safety blitzes, which is nice to see. And you can still play him in the dime. So just to give him a break, because he's been playing 100% of the defensive snaps every game for the past couple weeks, and he's not there yet. Or he's not what we needed him to be full time. Next on the injuries, we got Mitch Morse coming back, which is great. Great to have him back in the trenches. It's been since week six, since he's been concussion protocol. Got a pretty bad noggin on the loss to the Patriots of Foxborough, so it would be good to have him back. His replacement, Austin Reeder, you can say he wasn't doing that bad. His Pro Football Focus score was actually higher than Mitch's was the first 6 weeks, so you kind of don't know for sure what you want to look at, but you got to think about experience with Mitch. Mitch has had more experience on the line, more experience with his offense and the other guys. So it'll be a good thing to have him back in the trenches with the guys and be able to lead that offensive line. Another thing that I forgot in the beginning, the Lizard King, Sammy Watkins, hasn't practiced due to his foot. Not sure what the deal with that is. I remember he played in Los Angeles, played a couple snaps in LA. But since then, he's been limited to very, very limited to no practice at all these past couple weeks. I mean, even with the bye, they're still taking it slow on him, and I mean, you can't blame him. Big part of that offense. Next, we're going to talk about Sunday's game against the Oakland Raiders in the black hole of Oakland. Great place to be, isn't it? Every time that I think about playing the Chiefs or the Raiders in the black hole, I think of the picture of Jamal Charles getting beer thrown on him after he completely torched him. And that's one of my favorite memories of being a Chiefs fan. The Raiders are piss poor right now. They're not playing good football. You expected John Gruden to come in and do amazing things with this team, because John Gruden, we all know, is a great coach. And it's not that it's sad, but it's kind of weird not seeing him succeed. I think it all kind of started when he let Khalil Mack go and then letting Amari Cooper go. It just wasn't, I don't think he was ready to get back into it. The Raiders are currently dead last in the AFC West, the record of 9-2, not too hot. Two wins coming from beating the Cardinals, horrible team, also beating the Browns, I'm pretty sure they beat both those teams by a combined 6 points. So by that, I'm already liking our chances in this game. The defense that they have in Oakland is atrocious right now. They're letting up 400 yards a game and almost 30 points per game. Offense, almost just as bad. Scoring probably an average of 17 points and close to 200 yards a game. Not a very good time to be a Raiders fan, so I say so. The Chiefs, on the other hand, are coming off a shitty loss to the Los Angeles Rams on a Monday night a couple weeks ago. But I feel like with the bye week and letting our guys get a breather and get our heads back on straight, we're going to come back really strong after this. We are, without a doubt, still the best team in the AFC. I don't think anybody can deny that. Due to our very slim loss to the Patriots, I'm still not worried. We're third in the league in total offense coming into this week. Not too shabby, if I say so myself. We're looking good. Patty's looking good. The whole offense is looking good, especially after last week with Conley coming in and pitching in when Sammy was out with 2 touchdowns. Good on him. We're going to look at the defense. First off, I want to give a shout-out to Chris Stone Cold Jones for winning AFC November Defensive Player of the Month. Big props to that guy. You know he works hard. Loves to play football. Got a great motor on him. Loves to play. Loves to hustle. D Ford and good old 50 Justin Houston should have a sack parade on Oakland's rookie tackles. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And that's another big thing with us going down this last stretch of games is we got to get more pressure on the quarterback. Not just this game, but every game going forward. I've noticed that we haven't blitzed as much as we usually do or have in the past years. So, I mean, I think Bob Sutton should really key into that and bring more sacks in. All right, enough about the defense. Actually, let's keep talking about the defense. I'm going to talk about Steven Nelson. Steven Nelson has really surprised me this year. He has been one of the best pro football-focused rated cornerbacks in the league. Kendall Fuller, he's starting to get in his groove, I really feel like. Skandrick is still kind of shoddy at best, so we can pray that he's going to get a little better. I'm not sure if it's better on the word I'm looking for, but I think you all know what I mean. All right, now we're going to talk about the offense. Patrick Mahomes is going to throw lasers. I mean lasers all over this team, and I'm really looking forward to watching it. I honestly think he's going to have 6 touchdowns for 400 yards. Honestly, he might be a little frisky and run one in if he's really feeling up to it. I looked earlier today. They've given up 25 passing touchdowns this year, and looking at Patty's 37, it's looking pretty good for him. I think Hill's going to have a really big game. Just as he always does, I feel like he's just going to get open real deep, throw a couple deep bombs. And another thing is I think Conley's going to have another big game, especially since the Lizard King is not going to play. That'll be really nice to see Conley showing out, even though he's probably going to get let go after this year and go to another team. Kareem Hunt will probably have a big game as well. Maybe not as big as the other two, but he'll definitely get the rock a few times. Don't expect anything crazy. Maybe a hurdle or two, but that's just normal now. We all know that. So, let's move on. Not going to lie to you. Definitely not a big soccer guy. Probably never will be. But I was scrolling through Twitter last night and came across a video of multiple Chiefs at the game against Portland, from whom I saw was Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, Patty Mahomes, and Garrett Dieter. And you could tell they were there. They were hyped for Kansas City, and I really enjoyed that, even though I'm not a big soccer guy. I saw a video yesterday of Garrett Dieter leading the I Believe We Will Win chant into a microphone, and I'll tell you what, I was ready to run through a brick wall when I heard him say it. I probably watched the video 10 times. I was so hyped up. And just seeing Patty going crazy, chanting along, it was almost as good as when he belted out, bum, 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 during Sweet Caroline at the end of the Cincinnati game about a month and a half ago, in that blowout win we had over them. Great win, by the way. But what made me want to talk about that was seeing these young guys out in the Kansas City community being involved and going to see other teams play that are in Kansas City, because that's a big thing. Kansas City is a huge sports town. We don't always get the recognition we need or deserve, but we are a big sports town. And these young guys are getting in the community, doing what the community needs from them. And I'll tell you what, you take care of Kansas City and it will take care of you. And I really think those young players are understanding that what you put into Kansas City, they will give back to you tenfold. They love the Chiefs. They love the Royals. They love Sporting KC. It's just good to see them out and about and doing stuff like that. Next, this kind of just piggybacks on the whole Kansas City thing. Kansas City will take care of you thing. But I also saw a video and read a report about Patrick Mahomes surprising Kansas City Metro kids at a Dick's Sporting Goods and giving them gifts and whatnot. And I saw the video, and not only did he surprise them, but the way he did surprise them, you could genuinely tell that he wanted to be there. He wanted to help those kids. He wants to be a part of this community. He wasn't doing it for attention or PR, and you could tell that in his face and his emotions, and I really enjoyed that from him. As a young guy, he's taking these steps that a veteran takes to be a leader in the community, and that's a big thing for the Kansas City area, and I love that, and I love him. Great guy. I'm really looking forward to see how his career develops in the following years, and that'll be really fun. So that's all I got for right now, guys. I really appreciate you listening. If you do, I know it was probably pretty quick and pretty straight to the point, but it was my first one. I kind of just wanted to dip my toes in the water and see what it was like. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. But here is my prediction for Sunday's game against the Raiders. 56-21 Chiefs. Hope you all enjoyed. Have a great week. Go Chiefs.